2 to Sandals Royal Bahamian. Next password coming up just after 8. Right now it's Sabrina Carpenter on Move.
Days with a beverage of your choice on the beaches at Sandals Royal Bahamian in the Bahamas. Password to paradise continues.
Like an espresso martini. Can you start your day with an espresso martini when you're on vacation?
Anything goes. Anything goes at Sandals. Sorry, Aaron.
I have that now?
Well, I don't have the fixings for it.
Oh, yes, you do.
Okay, I might. Check our office.
Hold on. What do we got in the drawer?
In our drawer. Our secret magic drawer in the
box.
Control room.
I have a bag.
We used to have booze in there.
Probably some Baileys.
Oh, I hear a clink.
There is a bottle of something, but it feels quite light.
That's Ray in the afternoon.
I think Ray may have finished it off.
Oh, my gosh.
I just put it back.
They'll never know.
No.
This hour's password is bonus. Enter the word bonus on our website at move1035.ca.
Another winning phone call and another trip to give away just after 8 o'clock this morning. That's when you'll hear your next password, too. Here's Mariah Carey on Move Radio.
Do 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 friends. Real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 103.5.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
When the world put me on a pedestal, I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up, yeah. Tearing me down, tearing me down. Take responsibility for everything I've done, yeah. Holding it against me like you're the holy one, yeah. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip? What if I fall? Then am I the monster? Just let me know. What if I sin? What if I break you? Then am I the monster?
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. I find this stat actually very low. See if you agree with me. A new poll shows that 1 in 7 people say they have fallen asleep at the wheel at least once in their lifetime. 1 in 7.
So that's more than 10%.
14% of people.
All right.
I think that's low. If you've been driving for more than a minute,
that sounds low. Like somebody who falls asleep at the wheel. That feels like something they would say.
Did you fall asleep
at the wheel on your way into work this morning?
No, I don't remember doing it. Maybe. No, I think that if you've been driving for years, there's got to be a time where at some point you like close your eyes for a second. Like you did that, you know, when you were driving. Like not that you were sleeping for minutes while driving, but the idea is that you nodded off for a second and then you realize, oh my gosh, I'm tired. I need to do something about this.
I wonder if people write that off as not really falling asleep. Like
maybe.
if you think the stat is really higher, the number of people, and you count that like that, that head shake to kind of wake yourself back up again. I wonder if it's because people don't count that as like fully falling asleep. Not that you need to be like totally out of it for 4 minutes or anything like that, but maybe for some people, they just think it's more than just that head shake awake.
Okay. So have you done the
head shake awake? Absolutely. There was one time where I drove, I was on a road trip with two other friends and we were driving. I was still living in Ontario at the time and we were driving to, I think it was South Carolina, and we drove all the way through and I was the only driver in the car. The other two people did not have their license. So I did the whole drive all the way. And without stopping, we didn't overnight anywhere.
Oh,
and I know there were times during that where I was like, guys, we gotta pull over.
And they're fast asleep.
I'm melting down.
We need to pull over. That was a long time. So that it's happened in that case. I don't do it just, you know, kind of driving to work in the morning.
Like okay.
So.
Yeah. Aaron, you?
Never.
Never, ever. Like a
never done the
Come
head
on.
Bump.
Never. Come
then
on.
You haven't done enough driving.
Oh, I think driving has been a huge part of my life, right? That's all I've ever done, right? Is Prince George, Kelowna, Victoria, Washington State, like lots of road trips, but I don't know. I've always been one of those people that when I start to feel tired, I pull over.
Like, good for you.
Yeah. Boom, boom. And obviously, since only one in how many?
It said a 14% of us.
Right. Since only 14% of you boneheads are driving around tired.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people don't necessarily say they pull over. That is the thing. You're right. That's the thing you're supposed to do. But a lot of people say that they all of a sudden they'll roll down their window. They crank the AC. They turn up the radio. Like in my case, sometimes I would slap myself.
Really?
I would just like slap my face a little bit. Like,
okay,
you
that's
gotta keep going.
Crazy.
You gotta keep going.
Oh, no.
I gotta make time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what, but you have to make time.
But you honestly remember doing that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's what she did on her way to work this
there
morning.
There we go.
I gotta get in.
You slapped to the face.
Move Radio.
I love writing.
More Move music next. On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be $40 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
There's something real here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Late Bloomer, the Crave original The Globe and Mail calls one of the 10 best new shows of 2024 is back.
You have a wife at this point. Look how old you are.
From creator and star Jasmeet Reyna, don't miss the new season of the hit comedy critics say shines with authenticity and wit.
What if we don't have kids?
Late Bloomer, new season April 11th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Michael, that was positively poetic.
Mother Nature sings diamonds.
Sarah!
Now tell us about created diamonds, Michael.
But...
Welcome home, Sarah.
Did you miss me?
Of course we did.
Where is Michael going?
We need to finish this ad.
Okay, start over. We need to start over.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Born in the heart of a plasma chamber, created diamonds fall softly like snowflakes from the heart of a star.
A star that shines like true love.
Natural diamonds are earthborn.
And created diamonds are starborn.
Callum, how much is our most spectacular 1-carat starborn?
Just $1,999.
It's good to be home.
This is for you.
Read it to me.
Spence. In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Flash forward to 2026. Tariffs are through the roof. Housing prices have skyrocketed. And you're still renting. Ouch. Now, flash back to today, where Kestrel and West Coquitlam still has homes starting in the mid-400s. Interest rates are dropping, and life is giving you a golden ticket to homeownership. Built by Canadians, for Canadians, with Canadian Mass Timber. Kestrel is your sanctuary in a stormy market. Call now for a private tour or visit KestrelHomes.ca. Future you will thank you.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars, we service cars, we build cars, we race cars, we tune cars, we are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore.
It's all good at Applewood.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns. The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us. New season April 13th. Only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got some volume on the Lions Gate. Things moving well there, but steady north and south. Portman looking okay too. Some volume westbound, but no big delays. And it looks like we've got some northbound volume on the Alex Fraser. It's the final week to get free Goodyear wiper blades with your oil change at Mr. Lube Plus Tires. Download coupon at MrLube.com.
Fortis BC is telling you that do be careful if you see a damaged gas line. Always click or call BC One Call before digging. Visit fortisbc.com/safe-digging. We've got clouds to start the day, some showers, but then sunny breaks again, very similar to the rest of the week. The afternoon's going to be lovely. The high will be 13, right now 7.
Sad news, as one of the biggest names in movies from the 80s and 90s has passed away. And who is the richest person in Canada? Those stories coming up in What's Trending.
After music from Katy Perry. Move 103.5. Good morning. On Move 103.5, actor Val Kilmer has passed away.
What's trending?
So many legendary roles. Jim Morrison in Oliver Stone's Doors movie. Batman in Batman Forever. And, of course, Iceman from Top Gun.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice, man. I am dangerous.
Val Kilmer battled different illnesses over the years, including throat cancer about 10 years ago that required two different tracheotomies. He died yesterday in hospital of pneumonia, surrounded by family and friends. Just a little fact about an actor he was, what an artist he was. At the time, he was the youngest ever actor accepted into the Juilliard School.
I know. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I watched the documentary a few years ago about him called Val, and it was just, it was really, really interesting. And I recommend if you have some time over the next few days to watch it. It was he was actually really quite incredible. And I think sometimes that gets maybe a little bit overlooked because he was really handsome. And so when he first kind of, emerged on the scene, it was this kind of this pretty boy, right? Like he was just, but he was actually incredibly talented.
I haven't seen the documentary, but just this quote of his from the film is circulating this morning. Here's what he says in the movie, quote, "I have behaved poorly. I have behaved bravely. I have behaved bizarrely to some. I deny none of this and have no regrets because I have lost and found parts of myself that I never knew existed."
I think after he got really famous, he was known to be quite a handful, was pretty full of himself, wasn't easy on set. And then he kind of had like a, obviously you get sick and you have a reckoning. And I think that kind of happened. But also, interesting note, he sang in that Doors movie. He sang. That was his voice. Mm-hmm. Like before Bradley Cooper was all that because his singing. Val Kilmer sang and it was sort of overlooked.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
Yeah. I remember, heard that, in one of the movies where there was a sort of the thing about rumor about him being a little bit difficult on set, but it was more like he was really kind of intense and he really wanted to talk things. I think it was the Batman movie. He really wanted to talk things through. Mm-hmm. And the director at the time was like, just be Batman. Like, I don't want to, like, just do it. And he's like, but he wants,
right.
And he actually turned down a movie role like very early on to do Broadway, like before when he was sort of starting out as an actor. I think he was just like a really, really cool guy.
Agreed.
Okay, well, congratulations to Jim Pattison. He doesn't need our congratulations, but here you go. He is the richest person in Canada now, leapfrogging up a little bit from last year with Forbes' yearly ranking of billionaires. From last year, Jim Pattison has made an extra $2 billion.
Way to go, Jimmy!
And now is worth $11.4 billion U.S.
You go!
That makes him the richest person in the country, ahead of David Thompson now.
Right.
The Thompson family probably as a family has more, but when you're looking at individuals,
sure,
Jim Pattison has the most.
What is it, real estate?
It's everything. It's real estate. It's Save-On Foods. It's car dealerships.
Yeah.
It's advertising. It's you name it.
He's
got he's got his
that's where the money is.
It's in the media. He's got his fingers in all the pies.
I think of it as a claw. How old is he?
He's 96.
Okay, blessed, but still, it's a claw.
He's 96. I think this is so great. I just wonder that when you're when you're that rich, just like is everybody around you just like hoping for a tip?
just following around in case some money falls out of his pockets.
Yeah,
just there to scrape it up.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan. Get us out of here, been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision.
your car. Speed so fast I feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice. Feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
You and I have hit it, can we?
position on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Well, officially, according to the forecast, tomorrow is expected to be peak pink day in terms of cherry blossoms. Mm. Tomorrow is expected to be the peak pink day, although right around any time, give or take a few days, obviously they are in full bloom. I ran into a slightly embarrassing situation yesterday regarding cherry blossoms.
Okay.
You know how I have told you that I will sometimes stop on my way home for a little car nap before I move on with the rest of my day.
That's right. You find a little residential street.
It's not a residential
street. You pull up your car.
Not parking in front of somebody's house.
You pull the seat back and you just take a nap.
Where do you go?
Often I go to Flight Path Park, which is which is the little airplane, park by the airport. There's like a half globe there. It's a very popular spot for families to go and to hang around and
usually
it's not very busy. You know, later in the morning during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy on the weekends and after school and such, but, you know, kind of 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock, not usually very
Makes
busy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it's a nice quiet place for me to go and tilt the seat back for 20 minutes or so while I, you know, just rest my eyes before I go on with my day. Now, the thing is, with Flight Path Park, there are also surrounding it tons of trees with cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and I was reminded of this yesterday, this is the one time of the year where that park is very busy almost 24/7. So it wasn't super busy when I got there, but there were a few more cars than usual, but it's like, okay, whatever, it's cherry blossom season. Anyway, I tipped my seat back for 20 minutes, I closed my eyes, and then when I raised my seat, not only was every parking spot around me full and people standing like right outside my car. There was a lineup of people waiting to get into the parking lot so they too could park and get out and take pictures with the cherry blossoms. So there were people like waiting for me to wake up and move on out because clearly I'm not there for the cherry blossoms.
Oh, you should have got out of the car.
I'm just there for the rest.
You should have got out of the car. At that point, you have to get out of the car and be like, oh no, I'm here for the cherry blossoms. I take a whole bunch of,
I just
set
had
up
to,
your camera and do a shoot.
I just had to rest up before I took all of my cherry blossom selfies because it's only me in the car.
Yeah.
I have no kids. I have no partner.
Yeah.
No friends. It's just me.
Just you.
Selfies in the park with the cherry blossoms.
I wonder whether at any point how long you would have to be sleeping before somebody would knock on the window and check if you're okay.
Well, I thought you were going to say that when you woke up, the car was completely covered with cherry blossoms.
No.
You know, and you could barely get your wipers to move. You had to clean it like snow. And
that'll be in a couple of weeks when they start to fall. Yeah.
Then you would have been camouflaged.
I'm just a big fluffy pink thing. No, they're all very much in bloom. They're very beautiful. It's pink. It was peak pink day yesterday, I think, at Flight Path Park.
So are you going to go back to doing what you normally do, which is go park in a residential neighborhood?
I don't do that.
I don't do that.
The Nat and Drew
Show on Move 103.5. I actually believe you have.
That was a long time ago.
Until the neighborhood's watch.
It was a long time ago.
Reported you.
It's the man sleeping in front of 918. Well, never mind the address.
Coming up, it's Wednesday. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We've got some fun scenarios on our Instagram. We'll get into just a bit. Some of them are a little racy, so we're going to do some racy ones early this morning before 7, and then the answer to question 1 in the $1,000 minute coming up at 7:05.
Enjoy the cherry blossom.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 40 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
There's something real here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Late Bloomer, the Crave original the Globe and Mail calls one of the 10 best new shows of 2024 is back.
You have a wife at this point. Look how old you are.
From creator and star Jasmeet Reina, don't miss the new season of the hit comedy critics say shines with authenticity and wit.
What if we don't have kids?
Late Bloomer, new season April 11th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Hey,
Daryl, what's with the loon calls?
Well, I'm alerting Canadians that Daryl's deals are now Daryl's Canadian Deals, offering weekly deals at unbelievable prices, only on Canadian products.
Well, Daryl, I think your loon call worked, eh?
Buy Canadian, because saving a little extra loonies can mean a lot. Save on foods. Proudly Canadian.
Case number 891, The Vicious Wind. One stormy night, Howard lay in bed listening to the wind howling outside like a pack of hungry wolves. But it was nothing compared to the sound of a patio umbrella crashing through his sliding glass door. Fortunately, Howard had BCAA home insurance, so all that broken glass didn't break the bank.
Over a one-year period, BCAA home insurance paid out 95% of claims related to fire, water, weather, and theft. Visit BCAA.com.
Our engagement ring collection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy your time at Spence.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
At Fountain Tire, our focus is taking care of your vehicle. Your focus? Saving up to 25% off select tires. Plus, getting up to a $120 mail-in rebate on a set of four select tires until April 26th. So we both win. Fountain Tire, we're on this road together.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses, with customer service reps on the line to get you what you need when you need it 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Some choices make life simple. At Pollock Clinics, we've been perfecting a virtually painless vasectomy designed to optimize your comfort and recovery. The no-needle, no-scalpel technique has been scientifically shown to reduce complications. But we didn't stop there. Our innovative refinements even eliminate the need for metal clips and cautery, meaning no burning to your tissue. Over 75,000 vasectomies and counting. There's no substitute for experience. Visit PollockClinics.com to learn more today.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic for RE/MAX. When one of life's big decisions leads to another, a RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need. One issue, it's a crash in Surrey, 72nd Avenue and 138. Portman busy westbound, Patello northbound, Alex Fraser northbound busy too. Looking to sell your vehicle? Use BCAA Auto Marketplace, BC's newest way to buy and sell used vehicles. Visit bcaa.com/marketplace today. We've got clouds and a few showers this morning, but then clearing, sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be about 10, right now 7 degrees.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. I'm
Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. Missing the touch of your skin. I want it, babe. I'm on my knees. Feeling you touching me. Baby, it's bittersweet. Cause I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, what you say, say, say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait, wait, wait. Sick of all the games, girl, you play, play, play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I say loving you ain't easy. Baby, you what I crave. And I wouldn't wanna waste it. Late at night. It's all it takes. Loving the touch of your body, baby. Bring it over here. Loving it highest days. Loving until we hate. Pushing until we break. I hope your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you.
Bunch of scenarios on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram stories. Let's start with a juicy one this morning, and you can weigh in there or you can text 103535. But would you rather your significant other had a past with 200 people or no one but you?
Okay.
200 people or no one but you.
Where did you find that? Where did you get this question?
From my head.
I love
your
it.
Head?
Yeah.
Your head came up with this messed up scenario.
It's not a messed up scenario.
It's not a messed up scenario.
It's not a messed up scenario at all.
I feel like this is one of the more realistic ones we've done, like in terms
really?
Of the conversations that you have in life.
Yeah.
Really? Like, an honest question. I think the numbers question is a conversation you have when you're younger and you're getting together with people. If you're getting together with somebody for the first time at age 42, are you really talking about numbers at that point, or are you just beyond it?
Well, I don't think it'd be a conversation that you would have anywhere near the first part of your relationship, but at some point, I'm sure it comes up, and I'm sure at some point you don't really care, but is there a number that would bother you? And so I did. Did I go a little high? Did I go extreme on either side? Of course I did, but that is the would you rather. Would you rather your significant other had a pass with 200
but
people
rather,
for no one
oh
but you.
God.
Oh, wow. It's so easy for me.
Yeah? What is it for you?
200.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
It seems, I think the thing that I'm struggling with is that it feels weird to say out loud.
No, just say it. Yeah. I 200. Like, I agree. Like, particularly if you are dating, if you meet somebody and you're in your 30s and 40s and it's 200 other people. like, I'm not going to numbers shame. And I would rather the 200 than the zero.
Me too. And the opposite for me. I think numbers show that you, I mean, we're into connection and we're with people and I don't know. Like, I just don't think that's a bad thing at all.
No,
No. I don't think it's a bad thing at all either. My point about if, like, whether or not you even have the conversation, if you're just getting together with somebody when you're 42, are you even keeping track at that point?
But,
like, keeping track, I think, is something that you do when you're young. And then I just don't know whether that remains a thing later on in life.
Well, it's not like a ticker at the deli, but it is a, I think you are aware.
A rough estimate?
It's a rough estimate.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I'll tell you something, Drew, I've got news for you. The older you get, the more you look back on that.
On the number?
Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm fascinated. I'll go with 200 too. You've made it a safe place to say.
All right, there you go. Okay. See? All right.
That is not what people are saying, though, on our Instagram poll.
No, okay. So what is, I was wondering how this was going to shake down. What is it?
81% say zero before you.
Well, I mean, I love that. And aspirationally, sure. I guess they're one true love and all that.
I guess it would depend on, were you getting together at 18 or are you getting together at 38 or 40,
42 yeah, or whatever, 50 yeah. or whatever,
whatever
the situation is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
I think it's different depending on, and I think people think of their own relationships
yeah.
when they see this and when they got together with yes. their person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But you're right. If you're 42 and you're still looking for the right one, you may
yeah.
have
Who
kissed,
cares?
A, you yeah. may have kissed a lot of frogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
interesting.
So, okay. Oh, look at our sweet, sweet, sweet people. Oh, they're darling.
You know what? You can weigh in. We have a whole bunch of different scenarios, and we'll get into more later on this morning. And again, it's the Nat and Drew Show Instagram in our stories.
Thanks for making that all messed up.
No,
Nat.
I didn't.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 40 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
These women are good people.
Amanda Seyfried stars.
It's our job to protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River. All new. Saturday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
Look at the person you love.
Look at the person you want to spend your life with and say,
do you want to go to Spence Diamonds and look around?
Our diamond quality is the highest you can find.
And our engagement ring selection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds. Visibly better diamonds at obviously better prices.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time to propose, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
You can just reach out and pick them up.
You don't need to ask anyone's permission.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy the time you spend in our store.
And congratulations on your engagement.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Facts with Captain Mighty.
One hero that could be anywhere is Camouflage Carl.
Camouflage.
Shh, he could be in the room right now. Oof, I prefer heroes that stand out, like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
Right, because whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
Yes, and that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers. Ha, gotcha, Carl.
That's a floor lamp.
Right, he did seem a tad svelte.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
Goodbyes are never easy. But when you're saying goodbye to winter, things change. It's time to kick off those winter tires and get ready for the open roads. Call your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer today to book a seasonal tire changeover. And if your tires could use an upgrade, enjoy our tire price match guarantee or our buy three tires and get the fourth free offer. Offers are exclusive and can't be combined. We built it. We know it.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Vancouver Convention Center to meet with the hottest franchises. Get valuable advice at free seminars and learn how you can open a successful business. This is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at BC's largest franchise show this weekend, Vancouver Convention Center. Get tickets at VancouverFranchiseShow.com.
Who got next? Basketball's future stars.
I see you, young fella.
Compete for college hoops biggest title.
Cue it up.
March Madness, March 18th to April 7th on TSN and TSN Plus.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year. And I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear. Dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When did it February? A step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Or how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone. And I feel the lump form in my throat. Cause I'm here alone. Just dancing with my eyes closed.
Traffic. It's brought to you by Chevrolet. Truck Month is on now. Visit your local Vancouver Chevrolet dealer to learn about offers on 2025 Chevrolet Silverado models. We do have one problem this morning, and it's an accident in Surrey, 72nd and 138th Street. On the scene there, and crews have cleared a crash in Delta, 99 northbound after Highway 17A. Looking to sell your vehicle? Use BCAA Auto Marketplace, BC's newest way to buy and sell used vehicles. Visit bcaa.com/marketplace today. Weather is brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $22 million. Dream to the max of Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Clouds with a chance of showers this morning, clearing and sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 10, right now 7 degrees.
Move
1035's What You Need to Know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Well, today's the day. All eyes on U.S. President Donald Trump as he prepares to hit Canada and multiple other countries with reciprocal tariffs in response to various alleged trade practices. Liberal leader Mark Carney is pausing his federal election campaign to take part in meetings in Ottawa as our prime minister. Carney's set to meet virtually with his Canada-U.S. Relations Council and then convene a cabinet committee after Trump's speech. It's interesting that there's a lot of talk about what the retaliatory tariffs will look like from our end. And of course, all politicians are saying that we need to be very careful around what we tariff, particularly food, as we do import a lot of food from the U.S. Back on the campaign trail, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is in Winnipeg today, and Pierre Poilievre is set to deliver a keynote address in Toronto. Actor Val Kilmer, who masterfully portrayed Doc Holliday, Jim Morrison, Iceman, Moses, Mark Twain, Batman, and more, has passed away at 65. A big box office draw in the 80s and 90s, the talented and very handsome movie star's films made $2 billion. And in an effort to fight childhood obesity, Mexico has banned the sale of salty and sweet treats in schools. The ban also requires schools to serve more nutritious fare and offer water as a drink option instead of pop.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The home of the $1,000 minute. We play twice a day, 7:35 and 9:35. Let's help you out with the first play at 7:35. The answer to question one, this could save you some time, Wikipedia. Wikipedia, the answer to question one at 7:35. Good luck.
Coming up in a few minutes, Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. Play the Wheel of Games in just a few. First, here's NSYNC on Move.
Ooh, yeah. You might been hurt, babe.